You're listening to SBS News.
Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has demanded that the media get free access to the court hearing he faces following his arrest, which he calls the highest degree of lawlessness. Mr. Navalny was detained at a Moscow airport on Sunday after flying home for the first time since being poisoned by a military-grade nerve agent last August. His detention at passport control was widely expected because Russia's prison service claimed he had violated parole terms from a suspended sentence on a 2014 embezzlement conviction. The 44-year-old is President Vladimir Putin's most prominent and determined foe and had brushed off concerns about arrest as he boarded the plane in Berlin. But following his arrest, he's accused the Russian government of throwing the criminal code out of the window in fear, and he's demanded that his trial be open to the media.
I want this trial to be open, so all the media would have a possibility to observe this fantastic absurdity which is happening here. I want everybody allowed inside, not only state TV and police, but also those real journalists who are now standing outside in the freezing cold and not being allowed in. You cannot, I am so sorry, you cannot pretend that that is not happening, as if, oh yes, they are there but I do not know they are there. I am telling you, they are there, they want to be accredited and they demand the execution of their rights, and so do I, along with them.
The court ruling jailed Mr. Navalny for 30 days before his trial. It could be the prelude to him being jailed for years. One of his lawyers, Olga Mikhailova, said they will appeal against the jailing of Mr. Navalny.
The court has completely agreed with the arguments by the head of Khimki District Police Department, who passed a recommendation to detain Mr. Navalny for 30 days. The norms of law that were used do not support detention of probationers for 30 days. Certainly, we will appeal this ruling because it does not conform to the law, and we will file that appeal soon.
Ms. Mikhailova says Alexei Navalny has been a constant target of the Russian government, despite repeated rulings by the European Court of Human Rights that his rights had been breached on several counts.
Some things that are beyond the boundaries of law practice constantly happen to Alexei. After that, we address the European Court, and we get a ruling by the European Court every time that acknowledges the violations made by our courts. I think that this case is no different. When we address the European Court, the ruling will be in our favor.
The European Commission has already called on Russian authorities to immediately release Mr. Navalny. The lead spokesman of the European Commission for Foreign Affairs, Peter Stano, told journalists in Brussels that European leaders are of one mind.
The representatives of the EU, the President of the Commission, the President of the European Council, the High Representative were very clear that we are calling for immediate release of Mr. Navalny and that the politicization of the judiciary and detention of political opponents is unacceptable and it goes contrary to Russia's international obligations. So this really needs to stop. And we also call upon Russian authorities to release from detention also the number of journalists and people who came to the airport to show their support for Mr. Navalny.
And a prominent human rights activist is warning of hard consequences for President Putin on the global stage following the detention of Alexei Navalny. Bill Browder said that Mr. Navalny had elevated himself to the likes of Nelson Mandela by going back there yesterday.
In a certain way, it's Putin who's now on the back foot. And Navalny may be locked up right now, but Putin is in an impossible situation because the entire world is condemning what he's done. You can't take a major politician, try to poison him with chemical weapons, and then arrest him when he comes home. It's not an acceptable position.
The arrest raises tensions in Russia as it approaches national parliament elections this year, in which Mr. Navalny's organization is expected to be active in trying to defeat pro-Kremlin candidates. A straw poll of Muscovites found many people, like Moscow resident Alexei Karasikov, believe what happened to Alexei Navalny is a sign of fear conveyed by the Russian authorities.
I think that the authorities showed us that they are very afraid. They not only tried to poison him, but also opened another criminal case on him. They remembered at the last moment that he should have reported to prison authority.
Some say he could have avoided detention if he hadn't come back to Russia from Germany, where he was treated after poisoning, because he wasn't under any apparent pressure to leave Germany. Another Muscovite, Yuri Yelarazov, is unimpressed by the authorities' actions.
The fact that he got arrested is such a slippery situation. It seems to me that they are just making fools out of people. What happened yesterday showed it again.
Around 25 people have also been detained as protesters came out to express their support for Mr. Navalny outside a subway station in St. Petersburg. Protesters were taken one by one to nearby police buses. One man was carrying a banner in Russian, reading, "Enough putting up with lawlessness." Alan Lee, SBS News.